Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
A little bit of life but with fullness. Abundant life. We're going to look at that in a moment. But there's always a reason why Jesus had to come. That's because as man, as people, we just did stuff wrong. In our own way, in our own strength, with our own reasons. And I remember before I gave my life to Jesus, I was a tremendous worshipper of a powerful God who lives out in the world. Called Me, Myself and I. You might have heard of them. But this God of Me, Myself and I was only short term, never helped, never changed me. It was all about me, myself and I. And this brought me into conflict with God's plan. How could I have this life when I was just doing my own thing? We're going to use a few visual aids in a moment. The first one has got sin written on it. So I don't know who that box is. If you want to run out. This sin, this constancy of just wanting to do our own thing. The Bible calls that sin. And that sin just separates me and separates you from this life that Jesus wants us to have. Hello. Goodbye. You can keep playing Fraser, is that okay? It says in the Bible that Jesus lived without any sin, but he died to carry mine. The Bible says that Jesus lived his entire life without any sin, but he died to carry yours. And another thing that can sometimes separate us from this fullness of life is just sickness. We just get sick and tired and sick, working for ourselves, doing our own thing. Sickness in our heart, sickness in our mind, sickness in our families. Sickness begins to speak and cause pain and hurt and discomfort. It says in the Bible that Jesus would come. And because of the whippings and the beatings and the woundings that he gave himself to very freely for you and for me, by those woundings, we are healed today. It's not just a philosophy, it's a truth. Jesus, every whipping, every beating, every battering that Jesus suffered on Good Friday, which was just 2 days ago, every one of those provided health for you and for me. And I don't know, maybe some of you are between the place of tragedy and the place of victory. But let me tell you tonight, God wants to exchange your tragedy for his victory. He wants you to live free and whole tonight in your physical, in your spiritual, in your emotional, in your relational life. Another thing that can sometimes stop us just even understanding that Jesus is God is we just believe what the press tells us. There's millions of words out there and most of them are just lies. But how many of you know that when you believe in a life enough, it becomes your truth that you live by and the truth that you died by and lies. They'll come and they'll tell you all kinds of things about you that aren't true. All things about your future which are not true. All things about who you are and what you look like and none of them are true. The Bible speaks about the main source of this as the enemy of a Christian, the enemy of you and me. That is the father of lies. I want to tell you tonight, and many others will testify, that when Jesus came, he came not just full of life, but full of truth. He only spoke the truth. He lives the truth. He identifies with the truth. He lived and died the truth. He is the truth in a human form, and he is the truth today. Jesus said of himself, I'm the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and whoever believes in me. Woo. I know some people here, you already believe in this Jesus. So you know that this is true. Hallelujah. But these lies can be like a cancer. They just creep up on us and start speaking and whispering and reminding us of stuff which just isn't true about us at all. But it feels so true. Jesus wants to set us free from lies tonight. Another thing that can stop us from just receiving this life is just a sense of lack. I've done everything I can, and man, I'm not clever enough, not smart enough, I'm not rich enough. I'm just waiting for something about to happen. Man, I carry a rabbit's foot. I chuck salt over my shoulder. Let me tell you, Jesus is not a lucky charm. He's the one that comes with destiny that's secure and a future that's certain. Man, you don't have to rub his foot or chuck him over your shoulder. Let me tell you, tonight he's here to carry you on his shoulder. He is not a God who comes with lack, but with abundance and fruitfulness, the Bible tells us. Another thing that can just stop us receiving this abundant life is just fear. Everybody in this room has a fear of something, even if it's just a fear of being afraid. Or a fear of nothing. And the fear is the opposite, total opposite of love. Jesus says that he came full of love. And in his love, he gave his life for you and for me. His love is unconditional towards us. I think that's awesome. But tonight he wants us to be fearless. But if we're living with fears of what's going to happen around the corner, there's a wall coming. Can you see this? Another one is just brokenness. I've lived and loved and lost. I've done my best and it's never seemed to be quite enough. Or maybe people have just used your life for my life, walked over us, treated us badly, treated us poorly. Maybe we've just grown up believing what everybody else has said, and it's become a broken record of our life, round and round and round, but never up the mountain. I don't know, maybe your life is a bit like that. Maybe you got a broken heart, maybe life's just wounded you a bit. Let me tell you that this life will heal you and set you free. Jesus says that I came to bind up the brokenhearted and set free those who are oppressed. Jesus says that I haven't just come for everyone except you. I have come for you. I tend to believe and am convinced of this, that even if I was the only one in the room, Jesus still would have come and still would have died for me and still would have said, do you want my life? You can have it. Just believe in me. But fear can just get in the way. And another one, I said, is brokenness. Another one is sadness. I don't know, maybe we've just got up sad. Maybe we just live sad. Makes every bright day look a bit grey. Every hope seems too far away. Some people are just sad for all kinds of reasons. Maybe they've just put their trust in something, it's not worked. Maybe they know they've let others down and they just feel really sad about that. I have no idea. But let me tell you that tonight, Jesus is the hope bringer. It says in the Bible that he is our hope, and that hope will never, ever, under any circumstance, under any pressure, disappoint us. Jesus comes to take disappointment and exchange it for an appointment. An appointment to succeed and to receive this life. And if we stay too long just being sad, we end up just worrying about stuff. How do you know if you worry or not? Check the length of your nails. We always have to do something we worry. Bite nails. Fingers. Daydream and hope that there's a better world someday, and hopefully we'll get it. Worry is the opposite of peace. And it may be for some of you, your body is just worried. What's going to happen to me? Well, let me tell you that Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. He came to bring peace to our whole life. Our mind, peace of mind, it's so powerful. Peace in our body, it's so powerful. Peace in our heart is so powerful. Another brick. Right, yeah, see me in a minute. I'll get down here. Another brick is aimlessness. We just kind of go through life. And life does all kinds of things to us on our journey. There's some religions that believe aimlessness is the way of life. If you don't get it right this time, you get another go. That's not how Jesus sees us. That's not the life that Jesus came to bring. He came to bring a life with a future and a destiny and a purpose. And let me tell you tonight, whatever you feel like, whether you feel like you're drifting or floating or just waiting for something better to come along, His name is Jesus. And He's here tonight for you to lift your head, to make you, the Bible says, the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. He's come to assure you that your destiny is secure when you give your life to Him, because He will care for it and look after it. And then the last block, we got a few here. We got one more? I hope we've got one more. This is a big block. I can remember living under this block all the time. It's got three words around it: guilt, shame, and pain. Does it stick on the middle, mate? Nice one. This is, for me, if I can just share a bit of personal testimony, I'm the only one that knew who I was like. I'm the only one that knew, man, I could never be good enough for God. I was the only one that knew, man, if people knew what I'd done, what I'd said, what I'd thought. And I began to feel guilty for that. And I began to feel the pain of that. It's like I'm just carrying it like a wound around in my life. And then I felt embarrassed, ashamed. And I thought other people would be ashamed to know me. And then suddenly Jesus came and said, I'm going to take your guilt away. I'm going to make you like a new piece of paper. I'm going to cleanse you as white as snow. I'm going to remove every pain and every sense of shame from you. Why? Because He said, I've come that you might have life. A life in all its fullness. I have no idea if you feel guilt or pain or shame tonight. But what I do know is that there is an answer. And it's coming. Let's go. No, that was amazing. When Jesus came, He took every power, He took every box that we've put there, every other box that we haven't, that tries to separate you from knowing God tonight. And instead, this is the amazing truth about Jesus. He didn't come just to try and do something good with us. He came to give us another life. Jesus came to restore. Restore relationship with God. And restore relationship with one another. He came to bring peace. I'm going to stand on that one a few times. I like that one. I'll stand on that one as well. Jesus came, as I've said, as the truth. And He is the truth forever. Bible says that heaven and earth, even the word in leisure center, will disappear. But His truth, His word, will remain forever. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says in John 8 that if the Son has set you free, there's complete freedom. Freedom from guilt and pain and shame and punishment and worry and concern. Just free to be who God has made you to be in the way that God has made you to be it. And Jesus came because He loved us. Man, we couldn't change ourselves. We couldn't jump on those boxes ourselves. But because of His love, He came to do what we could never do. And He did it totally and wonderfully. And in one act of sacrifice, wiped the slate clean forever. And healing is in there. Man, some people think the cross, God, isn't that where a good bloke died? No, it's where a good bloke won. I love just the last few moments of Jesus. Hello, love. Man, come and stand there next to the girls. There you go. That's awesome. There's a cry. And I just see this as a tremendous cry of love. We all cry out love phrases sometimes. But this one didn't just penetrate the place that it came in. And was heard in, it penetrated time and space. And it says that the very last breath that Jesus breathed, he gave his life. No one stole the life from Jesus. No one murdered him. He wasn't a criminal. He was a free man who carried your guilt and my guilt so that we could be free. But because of love, there were many nails in his body and all kinds of things happened to him to hold him on the physical cross. But actually, you could take those away and love would have held him there anyway. The love towards you and the love towards me held him on the cross. And healing was released from that day. But also purpose. For God so loved the world that he came. Tonight you might have no sense of purpose. You might have lost the plot. But let me tell you, Jesus has a plan for you. And it's a plan to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. That's great, isn't it? Knowing there's some other plan. But there's a greater truth. He said, if you ask me, I'll tell you what it is. Maybe you've just lost a sense of where am I going. Well, tonight, if you ask again, God will show you again where you're going. And this power to be forgiven. I'll tell you, forgiveness will affect us and influence us. And again, we heard a message a few weeks ago here that a lot of physical diseases are caused by a psychosomatic root. I just didn't forgive that person. I just carried it with me. And let me tell you that even when Jesus came, he forgave us. He said, it's finished. Everything is finished. Then he bowed his head and then he gave up his spirit. But that was a cry of victory and triumph, not a desperate cry of a dying man. It's because he came to finish the job. Forgiveness. He came to give us abundant life. Not just enough, but more than enough, the Bible says. And that kind of people, tremendous joy. We don't have to wait to know what's coming around the corner. We carry joy around the corner. We don't have to know what's happening over the rainbow. We carry joy over the rainbow. Because that joy is the knowledge of him. The Bible calls it the wellspring, the beginning of life, the joy of our salvation. So Jesus didn't come just to crush boxes. But he came with a total alternative. His life is restorative. It's full of peace. It's full of truth. It's full of freedom. It brings tremendous healing. It brings a sense of purpose. There's power to forgiving it. There's tremendous abundance in it. And it's a joy-filled life. But why? Because he loves you. So stand up, shall we? It may be that for some of us in the room, we recognize the box more than we recognize the banner. I have no idea. All I know is that if you'll let him, Jesus will crush the box that you're in and set you free. All I know is whatever the box might be, and you might suddenly think, actually, none of those boxes are the one I'm in. It doesn't matter what one you're in. Jesus is the crusher of boxes. It says that when he cried his cry, every division was broken. Everything that separates you and me from this fullness of life was taken away. It may be that you just don't know who this Jesus is. Maybe you thought he was just an Easter egg figurine or a person of history or just a good person. I have no idea. What I do know is this, is that Jesus knows you. And he wants you to get to know him. So if you don't know Jesus tonight, I'd love to chat with you straight after we finished in a few minutes about how you can get to know him a little bit more. Because let me tell you, tonight he's here for you to do all of this for you tonight and more than that. Maybe you know Jesus, maybe you've known him for a little while. You know the box that you used to live in. But man, you're just not grabbing hold of the life that Jesus came, that's represented in these banners. Maybe you've just lost that sense of joy or that sense of purpose. Maybe you've just lost sight of the love of God. And maybe you're just not quite at peace tonight. Well, in a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity just to respond to Jesus right now, because he's here for you right now. The Bible says that this tremendous power between the Friday and the Sunday, this power that raised Jesus up, that same power, not a lesser power, not a different power, that same power, man, that's available for you and me tonight. I said, that's available for you and me tonight. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's God. It's the power of God to bring all of these realities into our life. And maybe for some of you, man, you just need to receive the Holy Spirit again tonight. You can receive the Holy Spirit as many times as you ask for it. Maybe tonight you just need a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to revive that sense of purpose, to restore that joy, to give you a new understanding of that abundance and that freedom. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And tonight the Holy Spirit wants to bring that freedom into your life tonight. I'm just going to pray. Is that okay? You can close your eyes, you can keep them open, whatever you want to do, it's fine. Father, I want to thank you right now that you've broken, you've destroyed every box, every issue, every symptom, every cause that separated us from you. I thank you that tonight you broke every power, every principality and force and dynamic that wants to lie to us and steal from us and rob us of knowing you. I thank you that you've dealt with all those things on the cross. And I thank you that tonight you're here in your life, you're here in your power, you're here in your love. You want to reveal who you are afresh to us tonight. Father, I want to thank you for that healing grace touching lives right now. Just as we've been reminded tonight that by your wounds we are healed, not by our efforts, not by our diagnosis, not by our medical expertise, but by your wounds. By the woundings of Jesus is the power of life and health. And I thank you tonight for those couple of people, just right now, you just speak right now into them. Let faith arise and lay hold of what you have provided for them tonight. Thank you for restoring around the head, the mental functionality, the synapses functions in the brain. I thank you that you're putting balance back into those tonight. Freedom to think free. Freedom to think peacefully. No more nightmares, no more dreams, no more scary stuff, no more migraines. I thank you that you came and set us free from all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that you came to forgive. Is anybody here, you're just kind of getting really aware that, okay, I've done something, I should have said sorry, I haven't. Then you can say sorry to the Lord right now. The Bible says that whenever we do something wrong, the first person that should be offended is God. And he's always the first one to forgive when we ask him. Maybe you just need to say to God, especially if you know Jesus, to say, Lord, I'm really sorry, forgive me, and you will be forgiven instantly. And he will forget. He will forget instantly. And Father, I thank you that tonight you're speaking to us about purpose. That our lives are not just a candle waiting to be snuffed out by life. You say that when we know you, man, there's the unquenchable fire within. Something that cannot be crushed or snuffed out. The very life of God itself. And I thank you for those in the room that know you already. Lord, let that fire glow. Let it get stronger. Holy Spirit, come and energize. Come and refuel. Come and revitalize that fire afresh in our hearts and our lives. Father, we want to be the light of the world. We want to be those people that you came and died for and lived for. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for that revival spirit tonight in our lives. Father, I want to see restored marriages and peace in relationships and freedom around our lives. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come and do that. I thank you for restoring joy where we've just been covered over with all kinds of stuff. Father, forgive us of the stuff. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I love you to do in just a moment, we're going to kind of involve these guys with the banners as well before their arms get too achy. But just get into kind of pairs. Just pair up with someone, maybe someone that you're not married to. Maybe someone that you kind of don't know so well, and just pray with them about what you're receiving tonight. Maybe ask them, okay, do you need healing? I believe God is here to heal you tonight. Don't pray for them, but heal them. I'll say that one again. Don't pray for them, but heal them. Ask them, what is it? What is it that God is doing tonight? What is it he needs to do? And let's see God heal them in the next 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Is that okay? So if you just want to find someone, a pair up, and just, this is what God is saying to me tonight. This is what I'm receiving tonight. Let's pray. Let's agree tonight for the fullness. Remember that John 10:10 scripture that I started with. I've come that you will have life, and life in all its fullness.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.